Hi, this is Chris Pels. In this video, we're going to learn how to control the caching of an ASP.NET page based upon some custom information that you want to track in terms of controlling whether or not the page is cached. So let's get started to create a little sample website where we can demo the caching of a page. And we're going to create this, and it will be in Visual Basic. However, when you download the sample source code, you can also get this sample in C#. So here we have a little sample page. Let's just put a label on the page, and in that label, we will show what the value of a custom string is. And I'll explain a little bit more about what we mean by a custom string. Let me just put this label in here. What I mean by custom string is if you're familiar with caching, and I will say that if you're not familiar with ASP.NET caching, you should probably watch the companion video to this, which is an overview of the fundamentals of caching in ASP.NET. I will show you everything here, but that explains it in a little bit more detail. Now, when you cache a page, there are some built-in options that you have for caching. For example, you can just cache the whole page no matter what, or you can cache the page based upon the value of query string variables, like you pass in an ID to the page, and you could cache the page for each individual ID. You can cache the page based upon values in the HTTP header, and all of those things are kind of built into the caching. They provide a standard way to cache based upon all of those approaches. However, you may find that you have the need to cache based upon something that's not in those built-in approaches. So that's what we're going to look at here. So we're going to define caching based upon something that's just not available out of the box. So let's put the output cache directive here on our page. And we'll set a duration equal to 30 seconds. We are required to have the vary by param. And even though we're not going to vary the page based upon the value of any query string values, we still have to put this in, and we just put none in there. And then what we need to do is we need to set this right down here called vary by custom. And what we put in here is essentially an identifier for your custom string. So what we're going to do in this particular demo is we're going to say that what we want to cache based upon is the URL of the person or hitting the site, like essentially where are they coming from. So we're going to call this, and we'll just call it URL refer. So what this is going to do is whenever the value of what's in URL refer changes, the page will be cached, another instance of the page will be cached for 30 seconds. So that because I said URL refer is essentially where the user is coming from, as users come from different places, the page would be, additional instances of the page would be cached. So now we need to look at where you put the value of URL refer, because remember that's a custom thing that we made up. So now in order to populate the value in this custom URL refer that we've set for our output cache, we need to implement, or I should say override, a method where that value is set when the user visits the website. And that's in the global ASAX for the website. Let's go in here, the global application class. We'll add that to our website. We need to override a specific method. So if we go down to overrides, custom string. So we'll put that in. And what we want to do, you can see that it's returning what's in the base class. However, if it is scroll to the right and see what I mean by that. Out here, the second inbound parameter is the custom string that is being queried, or the fur we want to set the value of it, and see here by default. So we want to say here, we're going to say if 2, and we'll put URL refer, which is what we put over in. Then what we want to return specific. So what we want to return URL refer, and we'll put a 2 string. Is if the method is looking for URL refer. That changes, then the page will be cached for 30 seconds. So I should say the new instance of the page. So the first time for the first person visiting the page, and URL, so they're going to get a cached version of the page for 30 seconds. So if the page would come out of the cache, if they are coming URL, then a second instance of the page would be cached. Let's fire this up and just give it a little test. Now, one of the other things that we should put in here before we do the test is we need to say page is being referred from, so that was a request URL. And we'll say up here, we'll say not. What that's going to do, and in fact, what would happen if we fire this up right as it is, the page would not be that we're opening up. So in that case, we are not in that situation. Now, we put that label over here in default ASPX just so we could display something. Page events into the load event. And in here, refer, then what we'll do is the label custom.text refer, and then we'll say else label custom text, and we'll set it equal to the request.url refer. Is we can see what value is being displayed. So let's and we should get no refer in there, which we do. So we'll close that down. And now let's put a second page in the site, because as what we're doing here, it's got a refer from somewhere. And we'll call this the home page. And in the home page, what we're going to do is we're going to put a link. And we'll just call this a link to the default. And we're going to say the navigate URL equals, and we're going to go over to the default page. And put a link to default page in here. So now what's going to happen, and we're going to start out with this home page, is we're going to link over, and we should get something different in terms of behavior of the caching. So let's go over here, we'll browse to the home page. Here we have our link. Now we're going to link over to that default ASPX, and this time we are getting the name of the page that referred us over to default ASPX. So this page is now being cached, and if For example, we refresh it, it's going to come from the same URL, so it would remain in the cache. Now, if we had multiple pages in our site that referred to default ASPX via a link, kind of like this little link that we put in the home page, then multiple pages referring, each one of those refers, or each instance of default ASPX that comes from or is referred from a different page, so a home page and a customer page, etc., then each of those would have a different cached instance in the ASP.NET cache. It's important to remember that what we're demonstrating here is the ability to cache a page based upon a specific value that you set. We happen to use the example of where the page is referred from, but this is an extremely flexible option because when we go back over here to Global ASAX and we're setting the value, we're returning the value of our custom string. This can be anything. It could be a value out of a database. It could be another property of the request object. Really, it could be based upon the user. So what we could be doing here is looking at, you know, who is the authenticated user and caching the page for them because we know their information is good. Say it's a customized home page for the user, and we know that at least for 30 seconds or more, the user, or it could be a couple minutes, that home page is not going to vary, so we could cache it rather than create this custom personalized home page every time the user goes back to the home page. So just keep in mind that you have a lot of flexibility here. You could set it up based upon whatever it is you're interested in being your criteria for caching. So I encourage you to download the sample source code. As I said, we did in Visual Basic here. It's also available in C#. And then look at this sample source code along with the demo, and then you'll have a good starting point if you want to implement caching based upon some custom information in your own website. So this is Chris Pels. Thanks for watching this video on implementing caching based upon a custom piece of information in your ASP.NET website.